Riri on PXY Mornings. Moose, Breezy, welcome to the show, you guys. I can't believe it's the 13th of January already.
We're just cruising through.
Breezy is getting a ton of kudos from a lot of our listeners on the job well done she did with her acting.
I mean, that's just, yeah,
Moose that makes
Peace sense.
Theater.
It's a weekly thing.
We were discussing this during the commercial break, just some of the things like when you were a kid, things that maybe took place that maybe have happened to you, whether you got a boo-boo or serious injury, where if it were to happen today, nobody pays attention to it anymore.
Right. Like your parents instilled in you that it was the biggest deal in the whole world. And the world would literally come to an end if you didn't take care of it or do it the way that they advised you to. And this happened to me over the weekend. And I thought to myself, oh my God, like, what am I going to do? Because when I was younger, if this were to happen, this would have been taken care of immediately. And honestly, it probably should have been taken care of the day it happened on Friday, but I'm still looking at it.
What did you do on Friday?
Well, I was bringing something in from my car, and I got a splinter in my finger.
You got a splinter?
Oh, yeah. It's lodged in right there.
Yeah,
and
I see it.
When I was younger, if I got a splinter, I would run to my mom, and she'd be like, oh my God, we need to light a needle on fire, sterilize it, and then get it out.
Yeah, the first thing your mom would do was pull
peroxide.
Out the rubbing alcohol,
right.
The bottle of peroxide, the Band-Aids,
the needle.
She'd
light it on fire.
Warm it up over an open flame, and then go to town.
Yeah.
Get that baby
out. It's still
up.
In there right now.
It's still in there.
Like three days. And I'm fine. My finger hasn't fallen off yet. I should probably get it out.
But at 8 years old, this was a hospital visit.
Oh, this was surgery. This was fully surgery. And
what are you doing? Just take it out.
I can't. I need a needle.
You don't need a needle. Just
I do.
Take it out with your teeth.
Oh my God.
That's what I do.
Chill.
Like a man.
Oh my God.
Swallow the splinter. Now it's in my esophagus.
They're like, we need more blood work. We do.
Yeah. When I was a kid, we couldn't figure out if I was allergic to bees. I'm almost confident I'm allergic, but I got
stung. Did you
stung.
See your ass?
I got stung on, I think it was the first time I was going down the slide in the backyard. I got stung on my wrist, and it blew up like a balloon, and it was so painful. And my God, you would have thought I was going to the hospital. The Benadryl, everything. Yeah. I mean, the works. We had to get that thing out immediately.
Immediately.
Last summer, I sat on a wasp getting out of the pool.
Yep.
Went right into my ass cheek.
Your ass cheek was...
It blew up like a balloon, you guys. And I let it sit there for, I don't know, days on end.
He had a Georgia peach.
And then all the listeners were calling in. It was like, he's going to go septic.
No. You literally did. So.
I was like, what does that mean again?
I think it's when an infection gets in like your bloodstream and then it's like completely incurable. So.
Oh, is that what going septic is?
I think.
It's a serious condition which the body responds improperly to an infection.
Right.
The infection fighting process turns on the body, causing the organs to work poorly. Oh, first of all, we're saying it wrong, okay? It's sepsis, not septic.
No way.
Yeah. It's S-E-P-S-I-S. Sepsis. All last summer.
Sepsis is what it is, but you can go septic.
Are you sure?
It's the act of going septic. Yes. Positive.
I don't know. Maybe if somebody is a doctor.
Isn't septic a type of water system, though?
Pretty sure.
Oh, God. Are we okay?
Yeah, we shouldn't have our own job.
No, we shouldn't. We shouldn't at all.
So anyways, when that wasp bit me, I had to get a steroid. It was a cream.
Yeah.
I put it on my fanny. And it took 24 hours.
I saw your ass.
That was the most pain I had felt. And I know a lot of people were like, it's just a bee sting. That thing was like sitting on a...
allergic to it.
Oh, it was like sitting on a rusted nail. It hurt so bad.
I've sat my ass on a bee before. It's not fun.
This person goes, I think Breezy's thinking of a septic tank. Yeah. I'm pretty sure that's what it is. Yeah.
But going septic is a 585-252-9800. Doctors, help. Help. Wait, let me see.
But you're right. Going septic means your body is experiencing sepsis, which is a life-threatening condition.
Yes, that's what I thought. Okay, thank God. Another thing that happened when you were younger that your parents made way bigger a deal. This isn't so much like getting hurt, but like if you didn't change your underwear.
Yeah.
It was the end of the world. Like, You had to change your underwear every single day.
Every day. There were times I was too lazy to do it, and I got grounded without dinner. So I just sit in my room for the night.
And now there's adults that go weeks.
Now
there's adults like me. You don't wear underwear.
You don't wear underwear. Because God forbid you get in a car accident, and they got to pull you out and change your clothing. You don't want dirty, dirty, poo-poo underwear. That's why.
Very specific.
That's what it is.
Extremely specific, for sure. Yeah.
My grandma really instilled those core values in us, you know what I mean? Especially when I ride my bike. Because, you know, in middle school, you had like the baggy, you know how all my pants now are tapered?
Yes, we know.
Well, I had really baggy like bell bottoms growing up in middle school. So she would tie rubber bands around my ankles so my jeans wouldn't get caught, you know, in my bicycle chain. So I was a kid on the block riding around with rubber bands around my ankles.
Did you invent joggers?
God, I wish.
It sounds like you just invented joggers or maybe even, you know, circus pants. This person says the reason we're so strict about kids changing their underwear is because kids are gross and they don't wipe well enough. But I get it, Breezy. I'm also team no underwear.
That's why you got to invest into a nice pack of dude wipes.
And don't flush them down the toilet or else HR will get involved.
Yes, they will. So there it is. By the way, get that splinter out.
Can you help me?
Your finger literally looks like it's infected.
No, it's falling off. Not me going septic, too.
Hey, it's Devins, and I've got all the strange news stories that you won't get scrolling your Instagram feed. Starting at 3 every afternoon right here on 98 PXY.